السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. رب زدني علما. اللهم إني أسألك علما نافعا ورزقا طيبا وعملا متقبلا. اللهم فقهنا في الدين. آمين يا رب العالمين. Assalamu alaikum and thank you for joining us today for Ar-Rahma's English course. Alhamdulillah, it is so good to see you all here, inshallah. I hope that all of you are doing well and that you all have had a wonderful week. So today, inshallah, we are going to continue with the recitation of today's lesson. And inshallah, we are just going to start from Surah An-Nisa, ayah number 8 to ayah number 12, inshallah. And we're just going to do the recitation for these verses. If you all would like to open up your Qur'ans and follow along as we recite, starting from ayah number 8.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وإذا حضر القسمة أولو القربى واليتامى والمساكين فارزقوهم منه وقولوا لهم قولا معروفا. وليخشى الذين لو تركوا من خلفهم ذرية ضعافا خافوا عليهم فليتقوا الله وليقولوا قولا سديدا. إن الذين يأكلون أموال اليتامى ظلما إنما يأكلون في بطونهم نارا وسيصلون سعيرا. يوصيكم الله في أولادكم للذكر مثل حظ الأنثيين فإن كن نساء فوق اثنتين فلهن ثلثا ما ترك وإن كانت واحدة فلها النصف ولأبويه لكل واحد منهما السدس مما ترك إن كان له ولد فإن لم يكن له ولد وورثه أبواه فلأمه الثلث فإن كان له إخوة فلأمه السدس من بعد وصية يوصي بها أو دين آباؤكم وأبناؤكم لا تدرون أيهم أقرب لكم نفعا فريضة من الله إن الله كان عليما حكيما. ولكم نصف ما ترك أزواجكم إن لم يكن لهن ولد فإن كان لهن ولد فلكم الربع مما تركن من بعد وصية يوصين بها أو دين ولهن الربع مما تركتم إن لم يكن لكم ولد فإن كان لكم ولد فلهن الثمن مما تركتم من بعد وصية توصون بها أو دين وإن كان رجل يورث كلالة أو امرأة وله أخ أو أخت فلكل واحد منهما السدس فإن كانوا أكثر من ذلك فهم شركاء في الثلث من بعد وصية يوصى بها أو دين غير مضار وصية من الله والله عليم حليم.
So inshallah, that is our lesson. So from ayah number 8 to ayah number 12, inshallah, of Surah An-Nisa. Now for our theory, we're just going to continue the topic of makhraj. And in the last class, we were just going over the letters that had the similar makhraj. So we had the letter ta, we had the letter dal, we had the letter ta, and then also we did the letter tha, dal, and va. Now inshallah, we're going to continue on that same area, the tip of the tongue. And for this area, we're going to use the tip of the tongue touching the inner plates of the lower two teeth. So this is the difference between all of these letters. Tha, dal, and ta were the top of the tip touching the gum line of the upper two teeth. So it's not actually touching the teeth, it's only touching the upper gum line. So that is tha, dal, and ba. So for this one, there is no contact with the teeth. It should only be on the gum line. Then for the letters tha, dal, and ba, it was the tip of the tongue touching the edge of the upper two teeth. So in this one, the tongue is being involved. And this tongue is basically what is giving it a little bit of that buzzing sound. So for that, ba, tha, you have a little bit of that contact with the teeth that is giving it a softer sound as opposed to ta, da, da. This is more of a stronger sound. So we don't want to get the two of these mixed up. We want to make sure that dal and ta, your tongue is not coming close to your teeth. It is only remaining on the gum line. And for tha, dal, and va, you are going to have contact on the upper edge of the upper two teeth. So this is going to be the upper two teeth. Now, for seen, sawd, and zay, it is going to be the tip of the tongue, again, that same area, but it is going to be touching the inner plates of the lower two teeth. So before the other makhraj that we did, it was the upper teeth. Now we're going to move down to the lower part of the mouth, and we are going to use the lower two teeth. Specifically, we are going to be using the inner plate, so you are going to be having contact with the teeth. Now, when it comes to these letters, seen and sawd, you are going to give it a little bit of safir, meaning that it has a bit of a whistling sound when you're saying this letter. So, for example, if I say sa, si, now here I'm exaggerating a little bit, but you do hear that. It's kind of like that hissing of a snake. So this naturally comes when you have the letter seen. So also, if you have the letter seen with a sukun, just naturally rest on it and then allow some of that hissing to escape. S, sa, si, su, s. Now, seen is a light letter. It is not heavy, as opposed to the letter sawd, which is heavy. So sawd, you are going to raise the back of the tongue and you're just going to allow that heaviness to fill your mouth. Saw. So this is the difference. Sa is light. Saw is heavy. Sa, saw. Si, si. Su, su. S, s. So these are the two different sounds. Again, seen is very light. Sawd is heavy. You're going to feel that your mouth is very full as the back of the tongue is being raised. So these are the two letters with safir, meaning that it does have a little bit of that whistling sound. Also in the letter sawd, you can hear that L. So you can hear that it has that whistling sound. Then we also have the letter zay. So for zay, there's going to be a bit of a buzzing sound. Za. As. So it's not too much. We don't want to spend too much time on the zay, but we are going to allow a little bit of that. Za, zi, zu, az. And this sound is different than the letter seen or sawed. So all of them should not sound the same. Sa, saw, and za. Now for the letter za, you are going to notice that the teeth are being involved a little bit more. And your upper teeth are also coming in contact more. So for sa, you might not notice it as much. But for za, you are using more of the teeth. So that's just one subtle difference. So for this one, we want to make sure again that these letters do have their own unique sound. That all of them don't sound the same. So just one more time, we're going to go over. We have the letter sa, we have the letter sa, which is heavy. And we have the letter za, which have a little bit of a buzzing sound. S, az, and as. So let's go back to the letter ta, dal, and ta. We're just going to read these and then we're going to do the next makhraj. So for ta, ta is heavy. Ta is from the gum line of the upper two teeth. It has a very strong sound. Ta. Ta is lighter. And then dal has more of a D sound. So ta and ta are more like a T. Dal is more like a D. Ta, da, da. Ti, ti, di. Tu, tu, du. Et, et, ed. So this is the tip of the tongue touching the gum line. Now let's move on to tha, val, and la. Va is going to be light. You are not going to be using the teeth. Okay, you are not using the bottom teeth. You are only using the upper teeth. The reason why I'm mentioning this is that a lot of people say the letter tha as za. Tha and za are two completely different sounds. They should not sound the same. Also for the letter va, people say za. So instead of saying zalimun, they say zalimun, zalimun. So we're not going to say za. Za is its own separate makhraj. So again, we're just going to be careful of this. Tha, va, tha. Thi, vi, thi. Thu, vu, thu. Ev, ev, and eth. And then finally, we have seen, sawed, and zay. Sa, za, saw. Si, zi, sli. Su, zu, su. S, ez, and s. So these are the letters from the tip of the tongue. Alhamdulillah, that brings us to the conclusion of the letters that come from the makhraj of the tongue. So most of the Arabic alphabets do come from the tongue. So just a quick review, there are a total of 10 makhraj, 10 general areas from the tongue. And there are 18 letters that come from the tongue. So we have a total of 18 letters out of all of the letters in the Arabic alphabet. We have the root of the tongue, which is close to your throat. We have the letters qaf and gaf. Then for the middle of the tongue, we have jim, sheen, and ya. For the back sides of the tongue, we have the letter lad. For the front and tip of the tongue, we have the letter lam. And then we have the tip of the tongue, which has 12 letters. So these are basically the letters that we just did right now. We have the tip of the tongue and the edges of the upper two teeth. Tha, val, and la. We have the tip of the tongue and the gum line. Tha, dal, and ta. We have the tip of the tongue and the lower two teeth. Za, sa, and sa. And then we have the tip of the tongue touching the gums of the upper two teeth. So this is lam, noon, and ra. So these are all of the letters from the tongue. So we have 18 letters on the tongue. Then inshallah next week we are going to continue and finish inshallah with the makhraj letters. So we have the lip letters inshallah that we are going to cover. And then inshallah that should be the end of the makhraj. And then we'll move on to the next topic. Now inshallah let's go back to the verses and do a little bit of analysis starting from ayah number 8. Wa'idha hadara. Ha is going to be from the middle of the throat. Lad is heavy. Ra in this case is heavy. Al-qismata. Qaf is heavy. Seen is light. Ulul qurba, qaf is heavy, ra is heavy. Wal yatama wal masakinu farzuquhum, ra is going to be heavy, qaf is going to be heavy. Min huwa qulu, qaf is heavy, lahum qawlan ma'rufa. And then here ayn is going to have tawassut, just rest on this ayn for a little bit. Ra is going to be heavy in this case, and then we end on a two count med. This is mad al-iwad, ma'rufa. Just pull for two counts. وَلْيَخْشَ الَّذِينَ خَا is going to be heavy. لَوْ تَرَكُوا رَا in this case is heavy. مِنْ خَلْفِهِمْ ذُرِّيَّةً ضِعَافًا ضَاد is going to be heavy. عَيْن is from the throat. خَافُوا خَا is going to be heavy. عَلَيْهِمْ فَلْيَتَّقُوا اللَّهَ Allah is going to be heavy. وَلْيَكُولُوا قَوْلًا سَدِيدًا قَاف is going to be heavy. سَدِيدًا we end on a two count med. Again, this is مَدَّ الْعِوَد. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَأْكُلُونَ Hamza here is going to have a little bit of a jerking sound. This is going to be جَهَر. So just make sure you have a little bit of that abrupt ending. يَأْكُلُونَ أَمْوَالَ الْيَتَامَ ظُلْمًا Allah is going to be heavy. إِنَّمَا يَأْكُلُونَ Again, يَأْكُلُونَ Hamza has that jerking sound. فِي بُطُونِهِمْ ضَا here is going to be heavy. نَارَ رَا is going to be heavy. And then here, if you stop, it's going to be مَدِّ الْعِوَدْ or two count مَدْ. وَسَيَصْلَوْنَ صَاد is going to be heavy. سَعِيرَ رَا in this case is heavy. Also, it is going to be a two count مَدْ, مَدِّ الْعِوَدْ. يُوصِيكُمُ اللَّهُ صَاد is going to be heavy. The name of Allah here is heavy. فِي أَوْلَادِكُمْ this is going to be a four count مَدْ. لِلذَّكَرِ رَا is going to be light. لِلذَّكَرِ مِثْلُ حَظِّ الضَّا is going to be heavy. أنثيين فإن كنا نساء this is going to be a four count mud فوق اثنتين قاف is going to be heavy فلهن ثلثا ما ترك را in this case is heavy وإن كانت واحدة فلها النصف صاد is going to be heavy ولأبويه لكل واحد منهما السدس مما ترك را here is going to be heavy إن كان له ولد دال if you stop here is going to have قلقلة فإن لم يكن له so here whenever you have that letter with shadda or letter with sukun, you're just going to rest on that. فَإِن لَمْ يَكُلْ لَهُ So just rest on all of these letters. وَلَدٌ وَوَرِثَهُ رَا is going to be light. وَوَرِثَهُ أَبَوَاهُ This is a four count med. فَلِأُمِّهِ الثُّلُثُ Now here at that, again, we're going to make sure that we're not having any of that seen sound. فَلِأُمِّهِ الثُّلُثُ So that is not what we're saying. We're not saying sulus. We are saying فَلِأُمِّهِ ثلث. So make sure you do have that fat sound. فَإِن كَانَ لَهُ This is going to be a four count mad. إِخْوَةٌ فَلِأُمِّهِ السُّدُسُ Now here, sudus is going to be seen. So now you have a little bit of that hissing sound. You're not going to have any of that fat. فَلِأُمِّهِ السُّدُسُ A little bit of that hissing. مِن بَعْدِ وَصِيَّةٍ صَاد is going to be heavy. يُوصِي is heavy. بِهَا Four count mad. أَوْدَيْن آباؤكم four count mad وأبناؤكم four count mad لا تدرون رو is going to be heavy أيهم أقرب لكم قاف is going to be heavy قاف also has قلقلة and رو is heavy as well لكم نفع عين is going to have توسط and then also you are going to say this for two counts this is مد العواد فريضة ضاد is going to be heavy mean Allah the name of Allah here in this case is heavy إن الله the name of Allah is heavy كان عليما حكيما حكيما this is two count مد مد العواد ولكم نصف صاد is heavy ما ترك را in this case is heavy أزواجكم إن لم يكن لهن ولد دال is going to have قلقلة if you stop here فإن كان لهن ولد فلكم الربع را is going to be heavy مما ترك را is going to be heavy here just make sure you are saying the كاف and the نون both of these have سكون so first stop on the كاف and then stop on the نون تركن so just make sure you have both of these letters مِن بَعْدِ وَصِيَّةٍ صَاد is going to be heavy. يُوصِينَ صَاد is heavy. بِهَا four count مَد أودين. وَلَهُنَّ رُبْعُ رَا is heavy. مِمَّا تَرَكْتُمْ رَا is going to be heavy. إِن لَمْ يَكُلْ لَكُمْ وَلَدْ دَال is going to have قَلْقَلَ. فَإِن كَانَ لَكُمْ وَلَدٌ فَلَهُنَّ الثُّمُنُ مِمَّا تَرَكْتُمْ رَا is going to be heavy. مِن بَعْدِ وَصِيَّةٍ تُوصُونَ بِهَا أودين. So صَاد is going to be heavy in both of these cases. بِهَا أودين. This is four count mad. وَإِنْ كَانَ رَجُلٌ رَا is going to be heavy. يُورَثُ رَا is going to be heavy. كَلَالَةً أَوْ امْرَأَةٌ رَا is going to be heavy. وَلَهُ أَخٌ So this is going to be a four count mad. أَوْ أُخْتٌ فَلِكُلِّ وَاحِدٍ مِنْهُمَا السُّدُسُ فَإِنْ كَانُوا This is four count mad. أَكْثَرَ مِنْ ذَلِكَ فَهُمْ شُرَكَاءُ فِي الثُّلُثِ Again four count mad. مِنْ بَعْدِ وَصِيَّةٍ يُوصِي بِهَا أَوْدَيْن Four count mad.
أو غير مضار. Here, this is going to be a six-count med because it is a med sign followed by the letter shadda. And also, there is going to be نبر, meaning that you're going to have a little bit of volume raised on the med. مضار. So just raise it a little bit to show that there is a shadda on the ra. وصيّةً من الله. Name of Allah here is going to be heavy. واللهُ. Again, the name of Allah here is heavy. عليمٌ حليم. And then we end here on ميم with a توسّط. So inshallah, that brings us to the conclusion of today's lesson. Inshallah, we'll continue here in the next class. جزاكم الله خيرًا كثيرًا everyone. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك. نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت. نستغفرك ونتوب إليك. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.